Back at it here on a Thursday. Jamal Khashoggi, you know his name, of course, murdered. And an investigation connecting him to the Saudi crown prince, that murder. The truth of it has been out there for all to discuss for some period of time now. Joining me, Ali Al-Hamed, the director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs in Washington, D.C. Ali, good to have you here, sir.
Good morning, Michigan.
Give me an idea, sir, of what is going on in the latest report from the U.S. and D.C. on the murder of this journalist.
Well, the report, the unclassified report, came out last week, and it made a conclusion or an assessment that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, is responsible for the murder or the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, who was working for the Washington Post. This is the unclassified part of the report. There is classified information that the CIA and the U.S. intelligence did not share with us, and it probably had evidence. This report does not have evidence attached to it. It just makes almost a journalist conclusion about MBS's role. So a lot of people said this is not enough because the U.S. Intelligence have more information and they have data and they have recording probably, and they did not share it. So it was seen as not, it did not go enough that it could. And of course, the Biden administration decision not to have any direct sanctions against the person who ordered the killing, that is MBS.
Let me ask you this.
People are disappointed.
During the Trump administration, the United States became closer with Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince has been tied to this killing. No indication quite yet as to what the Biden administration's role is going to be with its relationship to the Crown Prince or to, you know, the Saudi King. What do you believe, first of all, sir, your belief on exactly how this murder played out? I mean, your background in investigation and journalism is stellar, to say the least. You've been involved in a number of things. You found the tape of Daniel Pearl's murder. You did a repair on the translation of the 9/11 bin Laden tape and so forth. You've been involved with some very high-profile news stories connected to the Middle East. Tell me what you believe based on your investigative work of what happened to Khashoggi.
Well, it just happened that Mr. Khashoggi's best friend in Turkey is also a friend of mine, and he is working for the media. So I was able to get some good information in terms of what happened. Really what happened is Khashoggi had to do this paper, which I looked into to show that he is a divorced man before he marries his Turkish love, which requires you to be single. Turkey is a Muslim country, but you cannot have two wives or three wives like other Muslim countries. It's a secular system where you only can marry once, just like the United States. So what happened is he requested that paper. The Washington embassy, the Saudi embassy, lied to him, told him you have to go to Turkey, not here. In fact, you can get this paper online. You don't even have to go anywhere. You can request it online. If you go to the Saudi Ministry of Justice, it's there. He did not know. He never had to do these things. He was working for the government. Everything was done to him. So if he had asked me, I would have told him, go online and do it. Anyway, so he was lied to by the Saudi embassy here and was taken or sent to Turkey to do it. There, they set him up. He went one time, and it was fine, so he went another time. That time, he was taken by this group of assassins and cut to pieces, and part of his body were flown back. How did I know that? The person who saw or heard the audio recording that the Turkish government has told me that. We know exactly what happened. They killed him. And
do you believe the Americans have had that audio tape in their possession as well?
Yes, yes, indeed. The CIA has that, and it's not secret.
So what happens from here? Here's my question. What happens from here? What does the Biden administration do? The Trump administration didn't seem terribly interested in this news. Obviously, the CIA has had this tape for a lot longer than Joe Biden has been in office, correct? So where do we go from here? What is to be done? What happens to the crown prince, if anything?
Well, this is the dilemma that the Biden administration has. The Trump administration had no problem having to deal with Saudi Arabia through one person. That is MBS. Previously, over the years since the Saudi-American relations started, most of the time at least, they had access to several centers of power. The Saudi regime, it has to do with the shape of the Saudi regime. It used to have the five different centers of power. Every prince has one person has the Minister of Defense, one has the National Guard, and one has the powerful Minister of the Interior, and you have the king and the crown prince. Now, everything is rolled into one person, MBS. There is no, he's like a Kim Jong-un of Saudi Arabia. There is no others. So the U.S. policy does not like to see that, does not want to have one door to Saudi Arabia. It wants to have several doors, and MBS has closed all of them. The U.S., I think, is more interested in getting more access to Saudi Arabia through other people, centers of power, than have everything in one person. I think that's what's why the U.S. is pushing MBS. But if that happens, then I think things will be back to normal. Both the Trump administration, the Carter administration, all the administrations support the ruling family. They do not see anything beside that. That will not change, I think, but the Biden administration.
So the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. We only have a moment left here. So Khashoggi was murdered. You're sure of that?
Yes.
Connected to the crown prince.
Yes.
And we're going to continue on anyway. I'll give you the last word, real quick.
Yes, I think here there's an opportunity for the United States to look beyond the ruling family. That there is a population of 20 million people. I think it's time to live or support diffusion of power to the people, not only within the ruling family.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to put it up for a vote anytime soon. Ali, though, I greatly appreciate your insight, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Ali Al-Ahmed, Director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs in D.C. I don't think that we're going to have a free and fair elections anytime in Saudi Arabia, based on what they did last night in the United States House, and I'm sure we're going to have those going forward here in the United States. Quick break now. It's 41 after on this Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. If you ever need a place to listen live, stevegruber.com. Go to the Listen Live button, click that. You're good to go no matter where you may travel. We'll be right back.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.